Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mentes, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Menches Amid Beis. Tanya Reb Chananya Benoy Shel Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shel Omer for Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mechel, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim. Reb Chaim Toiv. So the last few dafim in Perek HaCholitz were a digression from the sugyas of Chalitza and the sugyas of Yevamos, and they dealt with halachos of Geiris. In fact, ground zero, if one were to delve into the sugyas of Geiris, are the fourth Perek of Masechtas Yevamos. So we're at the very end of the sugya. We have 8 lines of Geiris still to learn, 8 lines of classic Gemaras that we've talked about several times in the past, Gemaras that we have related raid bites to. Just to mention too, we have a raid bite called the Neshama of a Ger, and we have another raid bite called the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. Very, very pertinent to the Gemara that we're about to learn. And on that note, Zok Tehila Gemara Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Reb Chananya Benoy Shel Rabban Gamliel Oimer. So Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, not Rebbe Gamliel, but Rabban Gamliel, had a son whose name was Reb Chananya, and his son said the following: "Mipnei ma geirim bizman hazeh meunin v'yesurim ba'in olav." He made an observation, and he recognized that geirim are disproportionately suffering and being punished during his times. And the question was, why was it like that? And he said the reason is, Mipnei shalei kaimu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's probably because when they were b'nei noyach, they didn't keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And they're being punished now, after they became yidin, for the fact that when they were b'nei noyach, they didn't keep the sheva mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi heard what Rabbi Chananya b'nei shal Rabban Gamliel said. And he said, it can't be. Why? Because gershin is gair kekotin shenoy l'dami. Alumnus. He said, once the b'nei noyach becomes a ger, he's a new person. He's kekotin shenoy l'dami. And if he's kekotin shenoy l'dami, like Rabbeinu Yonah says in his Yesod HaTshuva, ein bai lois chos v'loi chayva, everything that happened earlier, l'chura, is not something that's on his balance sheet anymore. So it wouldn't make sense to be punishing a person for what he did in a previous Gilgal, so to speak, l'chura, if he's kekotin shenoy l'dami. So why is he being punished now? So Rabbi Yossi said, the reason must be something else. Elam mipnei ma meunin. Why is it that this observation is correct? L'fi she'ein bekiyin b'dikduke mitzvahs ki Yisrael. It's not because of what the ger did before his geiris. It's because of what the ger is doing after the geiris. Now that the ger was megayir, he's going to start keeping Torah mitzvahs. However, he might not know all the dikduke mitzvahs. As a result, he's going to do things in the wrong way, and he's being punished for doing mitzvahs now in an improper way. This is in line with what Rashi said earlier in the Perek, where the Gemara says, Kosha Geirim LeYisrael Kisapachas. And it's a big shailun, the Rishonim, Rashi in different places, and Tosfos says a whole bunch of different pshatim, why Geirim would be Kosha Kisapachas. But Rashi, right here in Perek HaCholitz, said, Al Derech HaPshat, it's because the Geirim did not medaktek in mitzvahs properly. Other people see what the Geir is doing, and they learn from their bad ways. But the point is, there was some etzias that the Geirim were not bekiyim b'diktuke mitzvahs, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yossi said the geirim amunin. Abchanan noyim amishum Rabbi Lazar. Abchanan sends the name Rabbi Lazar. Third reason, he says, you want to know why the geirim are meunin v'yisurim ban aleim? It's v'fisha ein oisem me'ahava ela miyira. Fascinating. It's because the geirim, they keep Torah mitzvahs, but they don't do Torah u'mitzvahs me'ahava. They do it miyira. So we know that a person can be oved Hashem Miyira. A person could be Oved Hashem Me'ahava. Ahava is a greater madrega than Yira. The Rambam then the Vilchos Tshuva, he talks about the madrega of Avodah Me'ahava. He says, Lav kol chochem zoicha l'kach. Asei zdoicha lois. Asei, the Ramban says in Parshas Yisroi, because Asei is mi midas ahava, lois asei is mi midas ayira. We know within Yira itself, there's Yira sa'oinish, there's Yira sa'roinimis. So that dvarim atikin ve'en kam ekoimi laharach. But the Gemara says from a super high level perspective, the ger is oved mi Yira, he's not oved mi ahava, and it's because of that he gets punished. Again, this Gemara is einoi oimer ela dershuni, but these are the words of the Gemara. Acherim oimerin, acherim. Who's Acherim? Reb Meir, like Tosfos says in Soita, when he said over Torah in the name of his Rebbe Achim, the name of Elisha Bar Avuah, he gave a fourth reason. Mipnei sheshow atzman lehikones tachas kanfei hashchina. The reason the ger is being punished is because what took him so long? You were Megayer? You should have been Megayer even earlier. And because he wasn't Megayer earlier, he's being punished? And the punishment is that he's meunin v'yesurim ba'an aleim. Now, what's the obvious question? You're punishing a ger for not being Megayer earlier? What obligation did the ger have to be Megayer? It's a tremendous, beautiful thing that he did, that he was Megayer when he was Megayer. And we should reward him moving forward. Why is it that there would even be a Havamina that we should punish him for not being Megayer earlier? That's the topic of the two raid bites that we mentioned earlier. Omar Rabavo said, V'item Rab Chanina, some say Rab Chanina said, Maikura, meaning what's the Makar to what Acherim said, that there's an Inyan for a Ger to be Megayer, V'shneller. So it's learned out from the biblical parsha of Geiris, and that's the story of Rus that was already quoted earlier in the sugyas, and that is Yishalim Hashem pa'ala seichu tihi maskurtech shlema me'im Hashem alikei Yisrael asher bas lachsoyis tachas kenafav. Who said this? Boaz said this to Rus. But Boaz told Rus that you're going to be rewarded for what? Asher bas lachsoyis tachas kenafav. And Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Yomid, shemiharta v'loy icharta. So Boaz made a point of mentioning to Rus that you're going to be punished for you're going to be rewarded, Yishalim. You're going to be rewarded. Shemihart of Leichart. You see, there's an Indian for a person to come as quickly as possible. Either way, apparently there was some sort of observation that the Geirin, Bizman Hazen, the times of these Tanon, when Mu'unim, the Yisurim, Ban Aleim, and all the Tanon got together and they tried hypothesizing, coming up with a theory, why it might be that the Geirin are being punished the way they're being punished. One mahalach was, is maybe they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach when they were B'nai Nayach. Another mahalach was, faker. It's not because of what they did before they were Megayer, but it's now they're keeping mitzvahs, but they're not Bikiyim, B'diktuke mitzvahs, and as a result, they're not being medaktik in mitzvahs properly. Rabbi Lazar said, it's because they're Oivid Meyira, and they're not Oivid Meyahava. And perhaps the most fascinating reason was Rameir, when he was Makabal from his Rebbe, Acher, which is also interesting, they're being punished now for not being Megayer earlier. And on that note, Tan V'Nishla and Hadron Aloch, the Sugi of Geiris, and we return to our regular program, which is Yevamis, albeit very, very briefly. So one of the themes of Perek HaChoylitz was the Machloikis Tanoim, how exactly a Mamzer comes about. And what we saw was that it's a three-way machlokes. The first sheet is Rabbi Akiva's sheet. Rabbi Akiva holds that any child that's born from Mechai V'Lavin is a mamzer. Shimon HaTeimani, also known as the Shitas HaChachamim, holds that no, a Chai V'Lavin doesn't produce a mamzer. It's only a child that's born from Mechai V'Krisis. And the Tanur of Yeshua was of the opinion that even a child that comes from a Chai V'Krisis would not be a mamzer. It's only if the child is born from a Chai V'Misas. It came up earlier in the perek as it related to some of the Yevamis sugyas that we were learning. The makar to this machlokes is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Perek HaChoylitz. It's a Mishnah right here on Mesechtes Yevamis, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara now is going to discuss these three shitas, albeit very, very briefly. The Gemara is going to tell us the makaris to it. And not just that, we're going to see that really within shitas Rabbi Akiva, there were other shitas as well. So when we say there are three shitas, how it is that a child becomes a mamzer, it's actually a slightly oversimplification of the sugya. There are some nuances, as the Gemara is about to discuss. Zok de Mishnah, Ezeu mamzer. How does a child become a mamzer? Kol she'er basar, shehu b'lo yavai divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, a mamzer is a child that's born from a chai v'lavin. Rabbi Akiva didn't just say from a chai v'lavin. He says, kol she'er basar, shehu b'lo yavai. It's only if the chai v'lavin was a chai v'lavin that's related to kurva. It's related to some sort of relationship. Meaning, if a man is related somewhat to a woman, and the Isser Bia is in Chai V'Lavin, and then a child is born, so the halach is the child is going to be a mamzer, clearly implying that in the event that a child would be born from a Chai V'Lavin, but the Chai V'Lavin has nothing to do with She'er, which Rashi teaches, Kurva, it has nothing to do with a relation from a Karev perspective, in that case, even though the child came from a Chai V'Lavin, the child is not going to be a mamzer. So what would be an example of a She'er Basar? So Rashi gives two examples. One example is, and that's going to be the Gemara's example, Anusas Aviv. If somebody's father was Ma'anes, a woman. So it's Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not there's an Isser Karis for this man now to marry this woman, or all it is an Isser Lav. Rav Yehuda's Shita is that all it is an Isser Lav. Anusas Aviv would be an example, says Rashi, really coming from the Gemara, of a Chai V'Lavin, which is a She'er Basar. because this is not just a chayvei lavin in the Velta, right? This is a chayvei lavin that is a result of the fact that this woman was anusas, your father. Your father's your kariv. So as a result, it's a chayvei lavin that's considered a sher basar, and a chayvei lavin of a sher basar, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds, is going to be a problem. Another example that Rashi gives is, what happens if someone did chalitza? So, a regular case of a Yavam that falls Le'ibam, and the Yavam did Chalitza. So the halacha is, the Yavam is not allowed to marry the Chalutza anymore. Kivan Shaloi Bano, Shov Lo Yivna. This is an example of a Chai V'Lavim, but it's a Chai V'Lavim that's a She'er Basar. Why? Because this Chalutza is really your Eish Shesach. So because she's your Eish Shesach, the Lav is rooted in Kurva, and if it's rooted in Kurva, again, this would be an example of a She'er Basar, where Rabbi Akiva says if a child would be born, it would be a Mamza. What's an example of a Chai V'Lavim that's not a She'er Basar? So Rashi gives an example. One. And an interesting one. One that the Rishonim argue with. Taisus of an art does not mask him to Rashi's example. Rashi's example is Machzeh Grushasai. So if somebody was married, he divorces his wife, and then she marries somebody else, so there's a loisa saying the Torah, you're not allowed to be Machzeh Grushasai. So Rashi, Machzeh Grushasai is a Chai V'Lavin, but it's a Chai V'Lavin that's not a She'er Basar. Taisus says, of course it's a She'er Basar. You were married to this woman at some point. How can you tell me that it's not a She'er Basar? So Rishonim give different examples of what it would be. But the bottom line is, Hizeu Mamzer, what's the first sheet in the Mishnah? Kol She'er Basar. Emphasis on She'er Basar, Rashi, one word, Kurva, Shehu Belayavai, which is a loisa, say, Divri Abakibi, Shimon Atimoni Yoim, Shimon Atimoni is the second Shita. He says, Kol Shechayavin, Olav Koris, Bidei Shemaim. Any person that's Chayav Koris, Bidei Shemaim. Sounds a little redundant. Koris, Bidei Shemaim. Right, we think of Koris and we think of Misa, Bidei Shemaim. It's not the same thing. Taisus Yivam Stabbeis and the Rishonim in different places, but Kol Shechayavin Olav Koris Bidei Shemayim, and then the Mishnah, before even mentioning the third Shita, mysteriously inserts V'Halacha Kidvar. Right, you would think, first mention all three Shitas and then say who we paskin like. So before we even mention the third Shita, you should just know, we paskin like Shimon HaTeimani. Okay, Rabbi Shua is the third Shita. He says, Kol Shechayavin Olav Misas Bezin. Anytime a child is born from a Chayv Misas Bezin, that's when the child is going to be a Mamza. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai, also known as Shimon Ben Azai, also known as Ben Azai. But Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai said, he said, I found a scroll, a Yichus brief in Yerushalayim, literally, because of Baal, and it said in it the following, Ish ployni mamzer. Usually if a person pulls out a Yichus brief, it says he's an ayonko from a certain Rebbe, but this person had a Megillus Yuchsin, and the Megillus Yuchsin said, as a mamzer, and not just that, even said why he was a mamzer. May Eishas Ish, he was born because somebody was mazana with an Eishas Ish. L'kayim divi Rabbi Yeshua. And then as I said, that I hold this Megillus Yuchsin was a raya to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Now you have to know, could you bring a raya from a Megillus Yuchsin in the world of Toyim v'nitin, in the world of bringing rayas to different halachic debates. A Megillus Yuchsin is proof. But regardless, Ben Azai said that he held that the nusach in this Megillus Yuchsin was the Kayim Divi Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because why did the Megillus Yuchsin have to say that the child became a mamzer from an Eishes Ish? Why was that necessary? The child was a mamzer. Probably to teach me a halacha. We're being medayik l'shoyne yazov shel ha-megillus yuchsin. And that is that this person wasn't just a mamzer. He was a mamzer me'eshes ish. And eshes ish is misasai u'misasa b'chenek. It's misas bezin. Oh, must be that the reason megillus yuchsin went out of its way to make this point was to tell us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Zok Mishnah Vayter. Ishtoy shemesa. So a person was married. And then his wife died. Mutabach ha'isa. He's allowed to marry his wife's sister. Hopefully by Yavam Estaf Mem Tes, we know this halacha, because this is something that underpins so much of the Masechta. Girsha Umesa. What happens if a person was married, divorced his wife, then his wife died? Again, he'll be allowed to marry his sister. Now, clearly implying if a person was married, divorced his wife, he can't marry her sister. But if he divorces her and then she dies, then he's allowed to marry her sister. Nisis la'achar. Umesa. What happens if a person was married, he divorced his wife, she married somebody else, then she died? Again, mutabach haisa. As long as she dies, at that point he's going to be mutabach haisa. Yivim teisha mesa. If a person had a yivama, mutabach haisa, he's allowed to marry her sister. Ordinarily, if someone has a yivama, he's not allowed to marry her sister. The time of the Mishnah seems to hold yesh zika, and as a result, it'd be an iser of achis kukase. However, just like if a person's wife dies, there's no more iser achis isha, so too if a person's yivama dies, it's not going to be an iser achis kuka. Chalat slo mesa. What happens if somebody did chalitza to a yivama, and then the chalutza died, he's going to be allowed to marry his sister. Again, clearly implying that if she doesn't die, he would be usher to his sister. Why? Because of achis chalutzasai. And finally, nisis la'achin rumesa. Somebody did chalitza to a yavama, then And because of the chalitza, she was Materis Lashok, she got married, Umesa, and then she died. Mutabachais again, he'd be allowed to marry her sister. Now, why this came in over here at the end of this Mishnah was a little bit tzarech bir. Not just that, everything we just said now should be very, very obvious. We should know it. And by the way, even without learning Yevamos, we should know it because it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says clearly in the Torah that the Erev of Achris Ish is unique, that it's Bechayah. And if it's not Bechayah, it says Oleh, which also means Bechayah. Ayin Rashi Yevamos Kim Olamed Beis. That's why Oleh was extra in the whole Masechtas Yevamos to teach me the halachas of Tzaras Erev. It's because Oleh means Bechayah. So really, twice it says in the Torah, the halacha Bechayah, it's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Zokt, the Heilige Gemara. So again, the first part of the Mishnah discusses this three-way machloikis. The machloikis Rabbi Akiva, Shimon HaTeimani, Rabbi Yeshua, of the definition of Ezeh Mamzer. It says, my time with Rabbi Akiva. What's Shana Rabbi Akiva that holds that a Mamzer is a child that comes from a Chayvi Lavin, but specifically called She'er Basash Ubala Yavoy. He learned it out from the following pasuk. It says, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eches Avi. A man's not let him marry his father's wife, even if it's not his own mother. That's a regular Ervo. For Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. Now, what does it mean, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv? Knaf She'ra Aviv Lo Yigala. Rabbi Akiva held that it means that if a person's father was ma'anis a woman, knaf she ra aviv, la yigala, v'savalek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, d'amma ba'anusas aviv akasim edaber. He holds that the pasuk means anusas aviv. We'll see this another way you can learn this pasuk. The havalo chai ve'lavin, which makes it into a chai ve'lavin. And then, not the next pasuk, but the pasuk after the next pasuk says, la yavoy mamzer b'kal Hashem, gamdor asiri la yavoy loy b'kal Hashem. Alma mehani havi mamzer. So you see, it's from there that a child is a mamzer. So what's the makar that a mamzer comes from a chayv lavin coin to Rabbi Akiva with dairish smuchin? This is a Mishnah Torah where everyone's dairish smuchin, like the Gemara said on Daftal and Manal. But the bottom line is that we learn it from the smichos of lo yigala knaf aviv, which means anusas aviv, sava like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a loisnase, and the smichos to lo yavin mamzer bekal Hashem. So that's where a child becomes a mamzer. Zok the Gemara, the Rabbi Simoi, coin to Rabbi Simoi. The marba shar chavi lavin the lav desher. Rabbi Simoi holds not like the Tan of our Mishnah. Tan of our Mishnah said Rabbi Akiva holds that the only time there's a mamzer chavi lavin if it's called she'er basa, which we made a big deal about when we learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Simoi is the chaylik. He argues. He says no shar chavi lavin even if it's the lav desher, even if it has nothing to do with she'er basa, still the halacha is the child will be a mamzer. For example, Rashi's example was Machzer Rishosim, Rabbi Shevov, and then there's another sheet of Rabbi Shevov, the Marba Afilu Chai Ve'ese, who holds it even if a child that's born from a Chai Ve'ese. So what's an example of a Chai Ve'ese? So the halacha is a person is not allowed to marry a first generation and second generation Egyptian convert. So Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni, not allowed to marry. Mitzri Shlishi, you're allowed to marry. Similar halacha related to an Adumi. But the point is that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to marry a Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni. It says Dor Shlishi, you're allowed to marry. But it doesn't say anywhere first and second not. That's what's known as an aseh. Right? What's an isser aseh? Isser aseh is when the Torah is clearly telling you that something is aser, but it never said, thou shalt not do it. Didn't use one of the magic words, pen, al, loy. Right? Didn't use yishomer. It didn't use one of those words, but at the same time, it made the point that it told you that something is aser. That's what's known as a isser aseh. Isser aseh is less chomer than a lav. Rabbi Shevav holds that if a child is born even from an isser aseh, that's also going to be a mamzer. It says the Gemara that Rabbi Simoi, who was Marba, Chayve Lavin, even not Sher Basar. And Rabbi Shevav, that's Marba, even Chayve Yaseh. What's the Makar? How did they know Mamzer? Meaning, the Makar that we have, Loyigala Knaf Aviv, and then it says Loyovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem, that teaches me Chayve Lavin. If you hold Loyigala Knaf Aviv, it means Anusas Aviv, like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Makar to Chayve Lavin. But it's a Makar, number one, only to Chayve Lavin. Number two, Sher Basar. Because Loyigala Knaf Aviv, Anusas Aviv, is Sher Basar. I don't see Chayvi Lavin that's not Sher Basar. I certainly don't see a Chayvi Yaseh. So the Gemara says, Nafkalahu, they learn it from Mivilloi. It says, Loyikach is Eshes Aviv, Viloi. So from the Viloi, we learn that not only what the Pasuk means, which is Loyigala Knaf Aviv, but even Viloi, Yigala Knaf Aviv. So the Gemara, Shimon HaTimani. Shimon HaTimani that holds that how someone become a manzer through a Chayvi Krisis, how does he know? That's Avalak Rabban, because he holds not like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that when it says in the Torah, Loyigala Knaf Aviv, it doesn't mean Anusas Aviv. Rather, he holds it means something else. He learns the pasuk the way the Rabbana learned the pasuk. The Amri v'shemeres yavam shel aviv hakasim adaber. That the pasuk is referring to a person's father shemeres yavam. So in the event a man's father had a yavama, how would a man's father have a yavama? Man's father had a brother who died with no children. So the halach is that yavama, there's a special loisase of loyigala knaf aviv. And the Gemara says the havelo chavi krisos, and that's a chavi krisos. Now the Gemara already went through this on daftal amadav. The reason it's a chavi krisos is because a person's father's brother's wife is Eshes Achi Aviv, which is anyways a regular Erva. Now, if it's a regular Erva, why do you need a Lo Yisasev Lo Yigali Knaf Aviv to teach me B'Shem Meres Yavim Shalavim? So the Gemara already asked that kasha on Daf Dalet. But the bottom line is that if you learn that Lo Yigali Knaf Aviv means Shem Meres Yavim Shalavim, so it's a Chayvei Krisis, not Alts the Issa Shem Meres Yavim Shavoy, but Alts the Eshes Achi Aviv Shaboy. And it's for that reason, at the end of the day, this Pasul Yigalik Nafavav is talking about a Chayvei Krisus. If it's a Chayvei Krisus, for some Klei Yavei Mamzer, and right away the Torah says Yavei Mamzer, Alma, you see from him, the Chayvei Krisus, Avi Mamzer. For Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is the third sheet that he holds Chayvei Mises Vezin, has he no Chayvei Mises Vezin, because he held Lichtei Brachmano, Lo Yigala. Lo Yikach Lamali. The Torah didn't just write for Lo Yigalik Nafavav. Lo Yigalik Nafavav means either Anusas Aviv, which is a Chayvei Lavin, or Mitzvah Meres Yavim Shal Aviv, which is a Chayvei Krisus. But what about the first part of the Pasuk? Lo Yikach Ish Es Eches Aviv. That's a regular Erva, which is a Chayvei Misas Bezdin. And Rabbi Yeshua said that you can't just look at the second part of the Pasuk. You have to look at the first part of the Pasuk as well. Why did Torah write Lo Yikach? So this way Rabbi Yeshua darshan the Pasuk. El Alav Hachi Kamer. Mi Lo Yikach Ad Lo Yigala Havi Mamzer. It's an interesting knitch. But the point is that the smichos to me is from the first part of the pasuk, not the second part of the pasuk. It's from the loyikach until the loyigal. The reason Rabbi Yeshua has to add this knitch is because it's true, it says loyikach, but it also says loyigal. So he has to like be mefarish the pasuk a little bit differently in order for him to be derish the smuchim. But the point is, Rashi, three lines from the bottom, the hainu eshes of haksuva bein loyikach loyigal. That's the way Rabbi Yeshua darshan the pasuk, but the bottom line is Rabbi Akiva darshan it from the sefer of the pasuk. Shimon Atimani darshan it from the sefer of the pasuk. Rabbi Simoy and Rabbi Shevav darshan it from the sefer of the pasuk, and Rabbi Yeshua was the one that darshan it from the reish of the pasuk. Regardless, so now we have not just three shittas in terms of Ezel Mamza, but really it's five shittas. What are the five shittas? Let's go backwards. According to Rabbi Yeshevav, a child that's born even from a chayvei yaseh. According to Rabbi Simoy, a child that's born from any chayvei lavin. Rabbi Akiva's sheet in the Mishnah is only a child that's born from a chayvei lavin that's a she'er basa. Shimon Atimani, the halacha kidvarav, holds that a child that's born from a chayvei krisis, Rabbi Shua holds it's a child that's born from the chayvei mises bezin. What's the makar? The short answer is smuchen. Asay doichalois asay is learned out from smuchen. Ezau mamzu is learned out from smuchen. Dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam. Specifically in Yevamos, I learned that from Smuchim. It's a Smuchim between which two Psukim? Lo Yikach Ish Es Eshes Aviv Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. That's one Pasuk. And then two Psukim later, Lo Yavei Mamzer Bekal Hashem. And it's from the Smichos between these two Psukim. How do you darshan the Smichos? Mar Kedisle. But that's how we know the Halacha of Ezeo Mamzer. Zok to Gemara. And this next Gemara is another classic. The world of Lomdus. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Hakol Moedim. Even though we have a Machloikis Tanoim, Mar Kedisle. Of the definition of a mamzer. But everybody agrees, there's no dispute. But Baal Anita, if someone would be Baal Anita, Va'al Asaita, or an Asaita, and then have a child, Shein Avlad Mamzer. The halach is the child would not be a mamzer. Let's just speak this out. Anita is a Chayvei Krisus. So essentially what we're saying is that Rab Simoy and Rab Yishevov and Rab Yakiva and even Shimon HaTemoni, that hold that a child that comes from a Chayvei Krisus is going to be a mamzer, but at the same time, Baal Anita is not going to be a mamzer. Soita is referring to an Eishes Ish that's Mezana. An Eishes Ish that's Mezana, if is also to her husband. Shem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labal. It's not a Chayvei Krisus, certainly not a Chayvei Mises Bezin, but what it is a Chayvei Lavin. It's a Chayvei Lavin, presumably of She'er Basar, it's his own wife, and as a result, it's a Chiddush that according to Rabbi Sheva, Rabbi Simoy, Rabbi Akiva, that the child wouldn't be a Mamzer. But Abaye said, everybody agrees in these two cases, Baal Anita, Valasaita, even though you would think, based on the Shitas we have, the child could be a Mamzer, the child's not going to be a Mamzer. Why not? So he explained, Nida, the reason the child that's born from Anita is not going to be a Mamzer, because if somebody would be Mekadesh and Nida, Kedushin would be Toifis. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Usehi Nidasa Olav. Afilu b'shas nidasa tafsi b'kedushin. Usehi means they're married. So you see from here that a woman becomes a nida, she's married. If she's married, it's tafsi b'kedushin. Soita nami. How do you know soita? Da tafsi b'kedushin? Because if someone would be Mekadesh Soita, it would also be Toifes Kedushin. And because it would be Toifes Kedushin by a Nida and be Toifes Kedushin by a Soita, so as for that reason, it must be that a child that's born is not going to be a mom. So just two things we have to speak out, Pashup Shat, in order to understand this. Number one, there's a famous Rashi on this Gemara. Rashi, Dibura Maskel, the Hatafsi Ba Kedushin. It's the second Rashi on the Amid. Where Rashi says that how do you know that if somebody would be Mekadesh Soita it would be Toifas Kedushin. The fact that if someone's Mekadosh and Nida, it's Toifas Kedushin, the Gemara seems to have a pasuk to that. Usnehini Dasa Allah. But for Soita, there's no pasuk. The Gemara just takes it for granted. So, Luchura, what's the Makar to it? So Rashi says it's very pasuk. You know how I know that? Because the afla achash is insa lepakim in a kedushin or rishayim. Because if you would tell me that you, if someone would be mekadosh a soita, the kedushin wouldn't be toifis, that would mean soita is a stira to ishos. If soita is a stira to ishos, if an ishos stitches mezan and she becomes a soita, her kedushin should be paka, it should be gone. And that's not the case. It's not gone. The haraya, they're still married. He has to give her a get. And you have all the lachas of ishos that apply to a soita. So you see from there that really soita is not a stira to ishos. So again, we have no makar zakrashi that if someone's mekadesh a soita, the kedushin is gone. But we have a makar that when a woman becomes a soita, the kedushin is not paka. And if the kedushin is not paka, that means if someone would try to be mekadesh an isha, the kedushin would have to be chal. Because the two zakrashi are tuyin zevazet. This is a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. But this is where Rashi learns the Gemara. But more importantly, what you see from this Gemara is the reason. You see the reason why it is that a mamzer, according to Rabbi Akiva, comes from a chayvi lavin, and according to Shimon HaTimani, comes from a chayvi krisos. It's because of the fact that, according to Rabbi Akiva, if somebody would be mekadosh a chayvi lavin, the kedushin wouldn't be toifus. And according to Shimon HaTimani, if someone would be mekadosh a chayvi krisos, the kedushin wouldn't be toifus. That's what begets the halach of Ezo mamzer. And that's why, hakol moedim zokta baya, bebala nida, bebala soito, because even though it's a chayvi krisos and it's a chayvi lavin, but at the same time, da tafsi ba kedushin. And if it's tafsi ba kedushin, so therefore the child's not going to be a mamzer. So really, the aside, we have the makar, and now we have the havana. In terms of Ezel Mamzer, the makar is smuchin. The havana is, it's related not so much to the Isser Bia. V'haraya, hakol moedim b'bal anida b'bal asayta. What it's related to is that this was a Bia of it tam tfisas kedushin, and that's what shafs Mamzer. So Mamzer has nothing to do with the chaymer or Isser. It's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda of Mamzer is related to the fact that this man and woman are so no shaykhis to each other that if they tried being Mikadish, even with the Eved, the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal. L'may naf gemina? Hakomoyde b'bal anid b'bal asayta. Sokta Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, a braisa that supports what Abaya said. I mean, Abaya said a big Kiddush, right? This is Abaya's Kiddush. Amar Abaya, Hakomoyde. Abaya, Snachura. Even Abaya needs plates to say such a chiddush. So the Gemara says, yeah, we have a braisa that says what Abaya said. What does the braisa say? Hakol moedim, everyone agrees. Bebal anito, v'al asoito, v'al shemeres yofam. Or if someone's born a shemeres yofam, meaning not the yofam, of course, she'ein havlad mamzer, that the child is not going to be a mamzer. So it's a mefurish braisa like Abaya. But the truth is that although it's a mefurish braisa like Abaya, the braisa actually added something Abaya didn't say. The braisa says, hakol moedim b'shemeres yofam. So the question is, why didn't Abaya say, hakol moedim b'shemeres yofam? So the Gemara says, Abaya didn't want to say the child is not a mamzer b'shemeres yofam, because shemeres yofam masafte, he wasn't sure if that's actually the case. Because why is hakol moedim b'bala nida b'bala soita da tafsi b'kedushin? So if you're going to tell me hakol moedim b'shemeres yofam, you're basically saying that if someone's mekadosh a shemeres yofam, even though there's a lav in the Torah, like say it's a chutz alishzar, the kedushin is going to be typhus. And that's why the child's not going to be a mamzer. Abai wasn't sure about that. It's really machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Later in the Masechta, we've seen it already earlier in a raid bite. Mesafkele, he was mesopik ikar Rav ikishmuel. He wasn't sure if the Allah is like Rav, that it's takolei tafsi b'kedushin. Shmuel had it said maybe tzad that it is maybe tafsi b'kedushin. But the bottom line is he wasn't sure. And because he wasn't sure what the Allah is, so therefore he omitted it. The lumdus is the same. The lumdus is that if it's tafsi b'kedushin, even if it's a chayvi krisis or a chayvi lavin, the Allah is the child is not going to be a mamzer. Moving along. So the Mishnah said, we had a three-way machloikis in the Mishnah. Two more shitas in the Braisa, but a three-way machloikis in the Mishnah as to the definition of a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Lavin, Shimon HaTimoni, Chayvi Krisis, Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shechayav, and all of Misa's Besen. And then the Mishnah said, Amr Reb Shimon Azeb. Shimon Azeb said, Matzasi Megillas Yuchsim Yerushalayim. He said, I found the Megillas Yuchsim Yerushalayim, the Kosef Bon, it said, Ish Ploini Mamzer, Me Eishes Ish. And it added the words, Eishes Ish, L'chura, L'kayim Divi Rabbi Yeshua. It's to teach me, Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Zok Tegmar, time. Shimon ben Azai Yomer. Shimon ben Azai said. So the Mishnah was Reb Shimon ben Azai, and the Braise said, Shimon ben Azai. Matzasim Megillah Tzuchsim Yerushalayim. I found him Megillah Tzuchsim Yerushalayim. The Kosebon, and it said the following. Number one, Ish Ploini, Mamzer Me Eishes Ish. It said, Ish Ploini, Mamzer Me Eishes Ish. L'kayim Divi Rabbi Yeshua. Like it said in the Mishnah. The Kosebon also said, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is Kavanaki. That the Mishnayis of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. Kav means we don't have a lot of halachas. A Benaki, it's Soilus Nikia. Everything Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, is halacha kemoisa. We have a lot of red bites related to this. Kav, some Rishonim say, is Begimachi 102. The Rush brings us in Erevin. There's 102 places that halacha kemoisa All other places, maybe not. Is it only Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? What about the Brisas of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Ayin Sham. The Kosnev Ba. And the third thing it said was, Menashe Harigas Yishayim. That Menashe, the king, one of the Malchi Yisrael, the son of Chizkiyah, Menashe, the one that was Hemet Selim Behechel, Menashe, the one that Rav Ashi once spoke during Shir and said something about him as if he was a cow, maybe, right? He referred to him as Echad b'bnei Chabura, and that night he had a dream. So the very mysterious and cryptic Menashe is the one that killed Yeshaya HaNavi. So the Gemara is going to elaborate on the third of the three things that it said in the Megillas Yochsen, and that's going to take us almost till the end of the parak, and that is this idea that Menashe is the one that killed Yeshaya HaNavi. Now, first of all, just by way of background, Yeshaya HaNavi to Menashe was what? He was a Zayda. I know he was a Zayda. It's a Mefurish Gemara, right? You don't have to know Nach to know that. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Brachas Taf Yoram and Aleph. Very, very famous Gemara. The Gemara tells the story that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was very sick, and Yeshaya HaNavi came to give him Teichachal and to tell him that the reason he's sick, and not just that, to let him know that he wasn't going to make it from this illness. And he said the reason that you're not well, it's because David is punishing you. Mishum de lo yasakta be periv yirivya. He told him that the reason he wasn't ice be periv yirivya is because he saw beruach kachay, that if he has a child, the child's going to be Menashe, and Menashe is going to be a chaytiu machti eser abim. And he says for that reason he doesn't want to have children. So Yeshaya Novi famously told him, "Bahadi kavchad derachman olam alach." Finally, Chizkiyahu tells him, "I hear everything you're saying. I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize this. Okay, so no, let me go ahead, let me do tshuva, I'm going to get married." He told him it's too late. He told him even more famously, but the bottom line is Chizkiyahu persisted and Yeshaya agreed to let Chizkiyahu marry his daughter. And the cheshbon was, he said, maybe between my schus avis and your schusim, tzamin, maybe we'll be able to have a child. They ended up getting married. Of course, they had a child, Menashe. So just based on that story alone, what's the relationship between Yeshaya HaNavi and Menashe? As the Chizeda, he's his maternal grandfather. For those learning Yevamos, right? It's his mother's father. So the bottom line is, so Menashe goes and he kills not just the great Navi Yeshaya, but he actually killed his Zayda, right? Maybe that's why he was in the Megillus Yochsen. I'm not sure. But anyway, so Matzasi bin Megillus Yochsen, he's a mamzer. He's talking about Mara. He says, Menashe Harak. That's Yeshaya. Oh, my Rava. So Rava said, Meidon Dayanei V'Kathli. That when Menashe killed Yeshaya HaNavi, he didn't just kill him, right? He didn't just go ahead and kill him, but he judged him first. And he actually judged him like a Navi Shek. Fascinating Gemara. Amale. So Menashe turns to Yeshaya HaNavi, and he tells him, Moshe Rabbe Chama, your Rebbe Moshe said, Moshe Rabbe. It feels a little bit like the Rasha in the Arba Banim. Ma avoid azois lochem. Right, da Rebbe Moshe. Your Rebbe Moshe said, Kilo yurani odom v'chai. That a person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chai and live to tell the story. Va'at amrit, and you said, Va'eres Hashem Yoshev al-kisei rom v'nisa. Novi Shaker, can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu said not that way. Continues, and Moshe Rabbe Chama, your Rebbe Moshe said, Mika Hashem Elokeinu, b'chol kareinu eilav. Who's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Whenever you call that and you daven with an errant sky to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they should listen. V'at amrit, and what did you say? Dirshu Hashem behi matzai. You should be dirish a Kadosh Baruch Hu behi matzai when he's around, when he's benimtza. Kira'u b'yoysai karev. It's not b'chol kareinu eilav. It's only certain times. There's momentum when it's a shasa kosher, but it's not always the way it is. He continued. He said, Moshe Rabbe Chama, he said, your Rabbi Moshe said, that every person has a fixed amount of years and time that he's given in this world. And you said, who did Yeshaya Novi tell to? Told Chizkiyahu. That story that we just said. At the end, Chizkiyahu ends up living an extra 15 years. And Yeshaya told him, that you're saying Nevuah, that the Eivish is giving you an extra 15 years. So he said, there are three Nevuahs that you said, where I believe you acted as a Novi Shek, and you were makrish things that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's because of that Yechayim Misa. So the Gemara says, Omer Yeshaya, when Yeshaya heard this complaint that was being filed against him, he said, Yodanabe, Tlay Mekabal Madi Imlay, I can answer all these questions, but I know Menashe is not interested in hearing what I have to say. Ve'i Emalei, listen to Hazayda. He says, if I'm going to tell him, Ishav Yemezid, he's going to end up being amazed, because he's going to kill me regardless. Omar, he said, Mutav Yeshoigig Val Yemezid. So he didn't even defend himself. Those are my words. But Omar, he said, Shem, he said, one of the shamans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ivla Ba'arza, and he ended up getting swallowed up inside a cedar tree. But Menashe's chever knew where he was. They brought this erez, v'nasrua, and they cut it. Kimat al-hadi puma, when they came to the mouth of where Yeshaya HaNavi was, inside this erez, nach nashe. That's when Yishaya Novi's neshama left his body, Bishum da Amr, and the reason it left in that place is because Yishaya Hanavi said, and this is one of the Nevuas in Yishaya Perek Vav, for Oymar, the whole pasuk, Oyli kinid meisi, ki ish tmeis vasayim anoichi, ubetoich am tmeis vasayim anoichi yoshev. Yishaya Hanavi said, I'm living together with people that are tmeis vasayim. And because Yishaya Hanavi referred to Klal Yisrael as an am of tmeis vasayim, so he was punished. Mida connected Mida by his Fasayim, by his mouth. But that is the story of how Menashe killed Yeshaya, and that those are the three things that it said in this Megillas Yochsen. So the Gemara says, we just mentioned the Megillas Yochsen, specifically that Menashe killed Yeshaya, and the reason he killed Yeshaya. And he asked him three good questions. The Gemara says Yeshaya knew the answer to the questions, but he didn't want to say it. So it's Okta Gemara, L'maisim yikomakim kosh kroyadadi. What is Taka the Teretz? It's Okta Gemara as follows. Va'eres Hashem, the fact that Yeshaya Novi said that I was able to see HaKadosh Baruch, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said he couldn't, to the Tanya, it's based on the following price. Kolon, Nevi'im, Nistaklu Basmak, Lariosh, Einam, Ira. All the Nevi'im, when they said Nevuah, so whatever they saw, the Mara and the Chizyonis that they saw, it was unclear. It was Basmak, Lariosh, Einam, Ira. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, was Nistakel, Bas Baklaria, Hameira. Okay, so what's the Teretz? So if you look at Rashi, it's not 100% clear what Rashi is saying. But the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu's level of being able to see, that's something Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. If someone's seeing on a lower level, so maybe there it is Shaykh to see a little something. So it's not a steer, because Moshe's Nevuah and the Nevuah Shaar Nevi'im is completely different Nevuahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu's world is Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. But Shaar Nevi'im, there's a musig, there's a madrega of Eres Hashem Yoshev. I'll keep saying Ram V'Nisa. Dirish Hashem B'Motzei is related to the second question. Right, Yishayin Novi said, Dirish Hashem B'Motzei. Ay, B'chol Koreinu Eilov. So we know the Teretz. Habi Yachid, Habi Tzibur. The Yachid is the only Dirish Hashem b'matzei. The tzibur is b'chol kareinu eilav. Yachid. When does the dirsh Hashem b'matzei? When's the kerub b'yosei kar? When's this time that even the yachid? Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rabbi Baravu. Elu asar yomesh bein roshon yom kippur. It's the 10 days. Tiri roshon yom kippur. It's the aseres yemei tshuva. It's mispar yomecha amale. What about that kasha? Right? How did Yishaya Novi say that the Eibush is going to add 15 years to the life of Chizkiyo HaMelech, I es mispa yamecha amale. So the Gemara says Tanoi, it's really machlik is Tanoi. I mean, it's not so clear what es mispa yamecha amale means. Menashe was learning es mispa yamecha amale one way, but Yishaya Novi learned es mispa yamecha amale another way. In the way Yishaya Novi learned it, it's not a kasha. What's es machlik is Tanoi? The Tanya learned it by es mispa yamecha amale. Elu shnei doiros. These are the years of a person's life. Zocha mashlimin loy, meaning every person's given a certain amount of time. Rashi, shanim shapoiskin la'adam b'shas le'dasa. Right, every person's given a zman kitzuva, right? Every person has his a lot of time that he's going to live. If he's zocha mashlimin loy, he ends up living it. Loy zocha poichslein, they take away different Rabbi Akiva Chomer, the Chachamim say, zocha, no, moisifin loy. Loy zocha poichslein loy. Rabbi Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, it's not true. It's possible for a person that, meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have your amount, you zikha can't have more. You may have less. According to the Chachamim, zocha moisifin loy, loy zocha poichslein loy. You could have less, but you could also have more. I'm related to Rabbi Akiva. They told Rabbi Akiva that how could you tell me a person can't have more? They asked, Menashe's kasha, v'yisavti al yomecha chomish esrei shana. Rabbi Akiva told him, mishaloi hoisifu loy. Now when it says, v'yisavti al yomecha, it doesn't mean they gave him more. Meaning really, Chizkiyo was supposed to live longer. He was supposed to live longer. No, because of that vera that he did, so we would poichsen loy. So, vahisavti alecho, chamesh esrei shana means we're going to allow you to live those 15 years, but it was never a cheshbon of living more. Teita, and Rabbi Akiva said, I'll prove to you that's what it means. Shari Novi oimed umesnava, the Novi already said Navua. He said, hine ben noila lebeis David yoshniyo shmai. He said that one day David HaMelech is going to have an anacle, he's going to be Yoshio. Now, where'd Yoshio come from? Yeshio came from Malchus Beis David, which means that he came from Menashe, which means he came from Chizkiyo. So there was already a Nevuah that said that Chizkiyo was going to have a child that was going to be Yeshio. Now, if Chizkiyo's 15 years that he lived extra, which is the time that he ended up having children, he really wasn't supposed to live. So how could that have been a Nevuah hundreds of years earlier that he was going to... So Bishlam, if those 15 years are part of the original years, the kitzvah of Chizkiyo, so that's how it was shaykh to have such a Nevuah. But if really it wasn't part of those original years, it's part of the Yisafah, so they couldn't have known about the Yisafah all those years later. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan told Rabbi Akiva, mi ksiv mi Chizkiyo. Pasuk never says Chizkiyo was the one that was going to have Yoshio. Le Beis David ksiv. It says someone from Beis David was going to... Chizkiyo was... meaning Yeshua was going to be born. The question was if Chizkiyahu was the one that was going to be Zaycha. It could be Chizkiyahu Noila, it could be Shachrino. It could be for me, it could be for him. But the bottom line is, as relates to Menashe's Kasha that he asked Yeshua, he says, Yeshua, how could you say he added 15 years? Ah, he says it's Mispe Yamecha Amali. So he told him back. Yeah, if he didn't tell him. But what he could have told him was, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's Mispe Yamecha Amali means you have your time and you can't have more, so then it's true, it's Shver Bahisafti. And if not, then it's not Shavai Safti. And by the way, in the Cheshbon, in the Shakla Vitaria, between Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham, Rabbi Kiva even fa'en for the Pasuk, Vai Safti. So the bottom line is, that Pasuk is not a Shver Pasuk, and Yeshaya Novi could have answered the Pasuk. Why didn't he answer it? The reason he didn't answer it is because he felt that he wasn't going to listen anyways, and he said, Mutav Yeshoygiv al Yemezid, let him kill me Vishoygiv, let him kill me thinking that I'm really a Novi Sheker, when in reality, he really was not. In reality, he was really not a Novi Sheker, as it relates to related raid on this Gemara. So we have a related raid bite related to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that still has to be posted. We have a related raid bite that already has been posted related to the Nevuah Bas Baklaria HaMeira. It's actually related to Sefer Tillim, shtickle that we spoke at in Arbi Psachim, B'Shem Darizal, that just like Moshe Rabbein was the Av HaNeviim, David HaMelech was the Av of all the Bali Ruach HaKodesh. And there's a Bechin of Bas Baklaria HaMeira in Sefer Tehillim. The name of the raid bite is every Yid can find himself. It's Sefer Tillim, and then just one raid bite as it relates to Menashe. Menashe, we know the whole story is one of the Malachim that are in Lam Chelik Lelam Haba, but at the same time, Menashe, we know the Ebishta reached out to him and was willing to be Mekabalus Tshuva. The Gemara says in Perek Chelik that the Ebishta dug out a tunnel to be Mekabal the Tshuva of Menashe. And the name of the Rebbeit is a secret tunnel that leads to Hashem, Torah from Rav Tzadik, and his Sefer, Takonas Hashavim, and the idea of Gedoyle Tshuva, Shadoycha Loisa Seish, the Torah, regardless. Just to make a hadron on Perek Acholitz, one last Gemara. So the end of the Mishnah talked about the Erva of Achis Isha. And I mentioned that even though Achis Isha is an Erva, but it's a very unique Erva because the only time the Erva is in existence is if the person's wife is alive. But once she dies, there's no Achis Isha. And again, just to speak out the obvious, that's in contrast to all the other Erais. So for example, if a man's not allowed to marry his wife's mother, even if his wife dies, his wife's daughter, even if his wife dies, Achis Isha is different. Rabbi Yosef said, Kan Shona Rebbe, Mishnah she'en etzricha. This Mishnah, he said, Lanias Daiti Zain Etzricha. I don't know why you need this Mishnah. Why is it Ein Etzricha? So you could say it's Ein Etzricha because we know this already. I mean, this is the whole Yavamis is screaming this halacha. But just to learn the last Rashi in Perek Acholitz, it's innovating. The Zil Kari Beirafu. Right? Zil Kari Beirafu means it's so pashut. Every child in Cheder knows that. It says Aleha Bechaya. Right? Rashi says Aleha and Bechaya. It's both. Shalei Nesra Achoyis Alabachaya. The only time Achoyis is also is Bechaya. We need a Mishnah to state something so obvious. And on that note, Hadron Halach, Perek Acholitz.